British Prime Minister Theresa May said today that the United Kingdom must do more to fight Islamist extremism in the wake of the third terrorist attack in the UK in as many months.
Working with other democratic governments, we will agree ways to regulate cyberspace and prevent the spread of extremism and terrorist planning online. We will continue to support military action to destroy ISIS in Iraq and Syria. And we will do more to deny this ideology the physical space to breed here at home.
At least seven people were killed and dozens injured, many critically on Saturday night, when a van intentionally rammed into people on London Bridge, and then three attackers got out and began stabbing people with large knives. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with MIT's Security Studies Program, and he's with us in the studio. Hi, Jim.
Hi, good to be with you.
Well, May says the UK has to do more to fight extremism both online and on the ground. What more could the UK be doing?
Well, I think we have to put first things first, and we are in early days here. It seems to me a little early to be offering policy prescriptions when we really don't know what happened. They haven't released the names of the people. We don't know about their backgrounds. Are they immigrants? Are they British citizens? Were they radicalized in prison or on the internet? The answers to those questions, in other words, facts, should determine us figuring out what went right, what went wrong, and what we can do better. But we shouldn't jump to policy before we actually know what the heck happened.
But we can look back at previous attacks and we can say that there were some people who are, homegrown terrorists, as they say, brought up in that country, and they somehow self-radicalize or with the help of others become radicalized.
Well, it's certainly true that there are different paths to radicalization, and you'd want to have sort of a policy prescription for each of these after figuring out which was the most important. The internet is one, and she brought up proposals at the G7 about the internet. Awfully tough to police the internet, which is really an international institution free of government. I mean, individual governments, China's, the Iran's of the world, North Korea's regulate the internet, but it's a tough nut to crack, and that's a long-term prospect. There, again, is radicalization in prisons. There are people who travel overseas and get exposed to terrorist ideology there. So each of these is different. Each requires a different mechanism to address it.
What about when you get to the point where you already have a terrorist who has been radicalized and is ready to carry out an attack? Is there anything you can do at that point? I mean, you can't put barriers in front of every bridge and sidewalk in a city.
Absolutely. And I know this is going to be tough for people to accept, but in some ways you could say, you know, this was an attack on a soft target. It wasn't an attack on, you know, the British Parliament. It didn't kill thousands of people because it involved semi-automatic guns and explosives. It was a knife attack and a car attack in a public place. That's pretty hard to stop. What you can, you know, that's the point at which you're relying on intelligence, counterterrorism and intelligence, trying to diagnose in advance, get information in advance based on people's travel patterns or on tips you get from the community that would give you early warning that something is happening.
I want to listen to something that former Secretary of State John Kerry said on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday.
The fact is that if people want to kill themselves, this is really hard for law enforcement. I mean, I know from my own law enforcement days how hard people work and how significant the intelligence gathering and coordination component of this is. But if someone is ready to just go out and meet a fusillade of law enforcement bullets and die, you can take people with you.
So given that he is saying that, how do you square that with what Theresa May says, which is we can't just accept that these things could happen?
Well, I would say that John Kerry is right. There's no such thing as 100% security. I mean, these things, if people are determined to kill themselves, they will. But I'm sympathetic to Prime Minister May, and after all, she is in an election campaign this week, and saying, you've got to continue to work the problem. You've got to do more. But you shouldn't do shouldn't do more if doing more makes things worse rather than better. And some of the comments she has made would suggest policies that might actually make the fight against terrorism more difficult.
One more thing I have to ask you about, Jim, while we have you. Five Arab countries, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Yemen, and Bahrain, have severed diplomatic ties with Qatar today. This seems like it came out of nowhere. What happened?
Well, the history of the Gulfies, of the Gulf states, is there tends to be bickering. And as recently as 2014, the states in the region broke off relations, broke diplomatic relations with Qatar. This is a little more severe. It's sort of almost a blockade, you know, no travel, no goods. So I think it is more severe. It's basically, you know, there's a list of countries there, but it's basically two countries that are doing this. It's Saudi Arabia and its supporters, the countries that are in Saudi Arabia's pockets, and it is Egypt. It's complicating for the U.S. because the U.S. has a military base there. And so how can we coordinate an anti-ISIS right. campaign if one of the players is sort of walled off? So I expect that this is – I expect this will blow over in time, but it'll be an irritant in the near term.
That's Jim Walsh here now, security analyst who's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, thanks.
Thank you.